What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, we're back in the studio, the WIP afternoon show. And I'm getting berated in the commercial breaks by Hugh Douglas making me argue about Jalen Hurts. Ike, Spike, and Fritz, back home. Ike, how you feeling, buddy?
Brother Spike, it's great to be back in the studio. Man, it's been a while since we've been here.
100 years.
Must say.
Yeah.
Things looked pretty much the same.
Yep.
Listen, Fightin's big win last night. How about that? How about that? Knowles! Way to show up, big dog. Jackie Baseball, come on, man. Got to feel good about that. We started this Mets series off right. Holla at your boy.
I noticed the sales team here already was not aware of us being back in the studio as it took us 5 extra minutes to get into our pre-show meeting.
Yeah, because one person had to be on a cell phone.
Lock in. There's a million rooms.
Go
we're back.
Get in the tiny little room over there. Let us meet.
The big dogs are back.
The big dogs are back. I feel so good to be back in the studio.
There's a lot wrong with us, Ike. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, huge list. I don't know how you deal with it, to be quite honest with you. A big show, as always. It is a Tuesday, so Tuesdays with Elliot returns at 3 o'clock. Jordan Mailata joins us at 4, as he will all season long, Tuesdays at 4 o'clock. Lots and lots and lots of stuff. You know, Ike, you mentioned the Phils won last night. 1-0. Of course, you know, one RBI, a shocking Nick Castellanos RBI.
Hey, man, you called it.
But a win nonetheless. And I'm sitting through this game, and they win this game. And by the way, a great finish. Duran gets two guys on, like, you know, has to strike two guys out, basically. He does it. What?
I'm just telling you, man.
What?
We are walking a tightrope.
But that's how closers are.
Okay.
That's how closers are. You know, and by the way, I was impressed by it. I'm like, all right, you got second and third now. You can't do pitch to contact now.
Right.
But he didn't. He didn't. He struck two guys out.
You're right.
I just think, like, this Phillies season has been much better than anybody gives it credit for. Has been, I just think the whole waiting for October thing, we're sort of missing what's happening here with this Phillies team. So just like as I thought about the season last night, we have had, they've battled through adversity, right? Like it feels like maybe it's been generally a healthy season, but it hasn't. We've missed Bryce Harper for a month. Alec Boehm now 2 separate trips to the IL. I think probably over 4 weeks. We lost Aaron Nola for 2.5 months. Zach Wheeler is gone. Ranger Suarez was not there to start the season. They lose Alvarado for 60 games because of the PED suspension. And then from an adversity standpoint, after the Mets series, where by the way, they could have just turtled up and walked away, they played good baseball after the Mets series. So there's that. The topper has changed. We begged Rob Thompson to be more reactive to the things that are happening with the players, right? Move guys down the lineup. Don't care about everybody being happy. And he has done those things, and they have been better off for it. Trey Turner has become the player that we wanted him to be. He has become much better on defense than I ever thought he could be. He leads the league in hits. He leads the league in batting average. George and has
become... He's better than Francisco Lindor.
He's not better than Francisco Lindor, but he's been and I believe he's been the MVP of the team so far this season. The other thing is that just they're getting hot at the right time. They're playing good baseball at the end of the season, which is, by the way, also what we wanted. We didn't say, hey, you know, start the season, you know, we didn't want a fast start to the season and a slow end. They're playing their best baseball of the year. And on top of it, I have to give Dave Dombrowski credit. They probably had the best trade deadline in all of baseball. That, like, they got the best closer that was available. And Harrison Bader has injected not just a good center field play, but life into the team. I know we all care about them winning the World Series, but I think ultimately, like, all I want them to do in the playoffs is not choke. I think this has been a good season. I think it can be a good season if they don't win the World
Series. What's considered not choking?
Like, I just don't want them to go down like dogs like they did last year.
That's subjective, though.
Yeah, I don't know how to put, like, a...
Well, I need you to do it. I don't know what's not choking. Is it win a round? Is it get to the NLCS? Like, what is that? What is that? What is not choking going to be satisfied with?
I don't know. It's a feel thing, because I could say I just want them to get to the NLCS, right?
So if they lose 3-2 in the second round, you're okay with that?
3-2? Oh, you mean the division series?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I think I want...
What do you mean you don't know? If they lose 3-2 in the second round, last year they lost 4-1.
Baseball
is
weird.
Or was it 3-1? 3-1 last year. It was 3-1 last year.
It's 3-1. Baseball is weird. I don't know what's going to happen.
Baseball is weird. It is weird.
Baseball's weird.
This can be a good season without them winning the World Series.
Yeah,
it can.
But it's been
a good season.
But can it be a good season? Well, hold on. First of all,
yeah.
I'm glad you've lowered the standards for the Phillies now, because you feel good about the Phillies. I'm glad you've lowered the standards.
But I just think they've done everything we've asked of them.
That doesn't mean we are lowering the standards for the Phillies. And I'm not settling for, oh, they got to the playoffs and they played well in the first series, whether it's the NLDS or the wild. Doesn't matter if it's the wild card. They go home in the wild card series. Is that okay?
Well, no, it won't be okay, but I got to see it.
Oh, my God. I got to see it. No,
I gotta
I don't need to see it.
I do.
I don't need to see it. We make proclamations around here all the time without actually waiting for it to happen.
Well, but
don't let me get into that.
We don't
do that with everybody else in the city. So I'm not about to coddle the Phillies because you feel good about you liking the Phillies at the beginning. That's what this is about.
No, it's not about.
I smell this nonsense from
about.
A mile away.
You were in on
the Phillies.
Nope.
And now you want to make it okay if they actually do all right in the playoffs by playing well in a series, even if they lose it. You're going to tell me you can't determine if they don't win a series, that whether or not that factors in whether or not this is a good season or not? So right now we're saying, well, if they fight valiantly in that series, I'll accept the results of what it is. Are you kidding me?
Well, but that's the way it is. I don't know what to say.
Why is it that way?
Because here's what I would say. Right?
Why don't you have the same expectation? Why?
Then who? I don't say that about the Eagles. Like, I don't say they have to win the Super Bowl.
Well, I know damn well you wouldn't say if they got to the playoffs and they lost in the first round, it'd be a successful season. I guarantee that much.
It's a different sport. It's a different sport.
Oh, my goodness, it's a different sport.
Here's let me say this. Let me say this. Right?
Yeah,
go ahead. So you're saying to me, okay, if they lose in the division round, is that okay? And I'm saying I don't know. Here's why I'm saying I don't know, right? Because let's say they win that round and they get to the NLCS.
Yeah.
And I said I just wanted them to get the NLCS. And then they lose 4-1 to the Brewers where they're throwing the ball into center
field.
The
Atlanta Hawks of the NBA, the 2015 Atlanta Hawks. It's okay to lose them, right?
No. I'm saying that's not okay. That's why I'm saying I have to see it. That there's different kinds of losses.
So it's acceptable for them to lose to the Brewers?
No.
Because they're the better team.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying that I don't want to just say NLCS because they could go down like dogs in the NLCS and that's not okay with me either. I just don't want them to, I want them to play well in the playoffs and we'll see what happens. But I think it's been a good year. We put all of these expectations on this.
It's been a good year.
And nobody's talking about it.
Because of the circumstances. Because you know why nobody's talking about it, Spike?
Why?
Because this is a championship town. That's what matters the most. Listen, we can't all adopt the Sixers philosophy. The try hard, get in, and it's okay, make the playoffs.
I don't say that about the Sixers.
No, but that's the mentality of that franchise. That's what it is with that sport.
Okay, that's fine.
That sport and everything else.
Sure.
What I'm saying is I hold the Phillies to a higher standard and expectation because they've earned it, and I see the potential in them. I'm not telling you it's World Series or bust, but I'm not about to sit here and give a free pass.
It's not
already
a free pass.
It is a free pass. You're giving them a free pass.
I am not.
Already.
I am not.
Fritz. Get in here. Is he giving them a free pass or not? Listen, I know
you're
the king of free passes with this team. This has to make you feel uncomfortable at least.
You both make me feel uncomfortable. I got Eagles and Lita Syke. They're talking about the only way they win a championship. I got Spike saying the season's already basically a success, which
exactly.
I don't know.
You ought to be more frustrated
That's exactly
by
what
that.
You're saying.
That's
it
exactly
is not.
What he's saying. That is exactly what
it
he's
is
saying.
Not, but what
That's
I,
exactly what
no,
he's saying.
It is not what I'm saying, but I'm saying it has been a success thus far. Not just because they won games, and all I need to do is see how they play in the playoffs. Like they could not win the World Series.
Right.
They could play well in the playoffs and just lose.
Right.
It happens.
I said the Brewers are the best team, then the Padres. I've said that.
Right. So what is it a success for you then?
Well, I need the NLCS is a success for me.
And then they lose four games to win the NLCS is still a success?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, hold on.
Yeah.
They don't have Zach Wheeler.
They don't.
They don't have Zach Wheeler. So making it to the NLCS, if they bow out to the Brewers or the Padres, I'm going to just be like, listen, they made it as far as they could. But what I'm saying is at least I have a damn line.
My line is
my
eye test.
Yeah, I have a line that they have to reach. You, on the other hand,
it's an
you're
eye
already
test.
Throwing a damn parade
no,
for the team.
No, it's a gut test.
Listen, I understand
I
Nola made you feel you felt promising last
Look
night.
Look at
you
all those strikeouts.
Yeah,
come
saw
on,
that
man.
Last night. Come on.
I've always been a Knowles guy. All right.
Come on now.
215-592-9494.
You're conflicted because you really want what he's saying.
No, but I
but
don't.
You realize,
but I
you
don't.
Realize this.
I need, because here's the thing, Spike. I hear everything you're saying, and I give them credit for all of this. But at the same time, this feels like one last ride, like for this thing. And like, I'm where a lot of the fans are too. Like, congratulations on beating the Mets last night. It was a 1-0 win. Like, I give them credit. But get the freaking job done. And I know I know that's simplistic and it's black and white and blah 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 blah. But like, I don't care. I've seen them play great in the regular season before. I think that they are
really have you?
Yes.
Thank you.
But, okay.
Thank you.
Well, but hold on. The whole thing, the last 3 years have not been
They're
good
gonna
regular
win a division
seasons.
Again. Whoopee!
Look, 22 was not a good regular season. It was average. 23 was not a good regular season.
Well,
it was average.
No, 22 was a great regular season considering where they were. And they fired Girardi and what ended up happening. That was a great season.
Well, because of the playoffs, though.
Sure, but even just to get in the playoffs, team was bad.
I'm just saying this regular season has been the best regular season they have had as a core.
But again,
by far. And it matters.
In 23, they had just as much magic in August of that year. Like they went 17-10 that month.
Yeah,
but the team wasn't as good.
I don't know. These guys were younger and in their primes.
Yeah.
I mean, the starting staff's better now. Okay.
Yes.
But also Wheeler's done, so you don't have Wheeler. Like, again, they've had great they get first half of last year. 23, second half was great. This is great right now. I've seen great regular seasons. Congratulations on beating the Mets. Go win the World Series.
Well, I got bad news for you.
There's no bad news. They can do it.
Well,
they also might not.
What do you mean you got bad news?
They also might not. And that's okay.
That's okay. It's okay. It is depending on how it looks. All right. 215-592-9494. We do have a next question today. It's a very special next question. So the winner, and everyone who gets this right will get put into a hat and we'll pick the winner. The winner gets a pair of tickets to Mets Phillies tomorrow at Citizens Bank Park, 6:45 first pitch. You can get tickets at phillies.com. You also get a pair of tickets to the Bite for the Fight Food Festival to benefit the Fight on McKenna Foundation, which is Saturday. Great event at the Philadelphia Expo Center in Oaks. For tickets, you can go to biteforthefight.com. So normally we ask you for a thing for next question. Today, we're going to ask you to do something that we cannot do, and that is tell whether somebody is dead or alive.
So, one of our biggest struggles as a show.
Yes. All the time, somebody will come up and be like, is he still alive? Is that person still alive? So
we've killed prematurely on this show.
Yes. So what we will do for next question is we will give you a celebrity and you have to tell us whether that person is dead or alive. If you are right, then you get put in the hat for the tickets. If you are wrong, you do not. But you're more a part of the show if you're wrong, actually, to be quite honest with you. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts
next
us off.
Next door.
Corey, here we go.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
There it is.
What do you want? Are we working right now?
Yeah,
hey,
are you working?
Hey, this. So this landscaper outside had to cut the wrong grass. And if he put this lawnmower on my grass, we about to have a problem. But I tell him next door.
What? He might mow your grass by accident? What's the problem?
Hey, nah, because if you do half of it wrong.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
No, so yeah, Spike. Hold on. Yeah. Let's rewind this right here.
Yeah.
So you was ready to throw the best player out, rivalry pack. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't throw him out.
Hold on, let me hold him accountable.
Hey, okay.
Let me land my plane.
All right, OG. Okay.
So he had the rivalry pack gloves. You know, holding him accountable.
Yep.
All this. You know what I'm saying? We wanted everything to be done at the trade deadline.
Yep.
All these moves we need to be done, holding everybody do this. You know, Bone,
yes.
We wanted him off the team. These guys are performing, and now we about to just lower the standard?
It's not about lowering the standard.
Sure it is. Yeah, sure it is.
It's about being realistic and giving them credit for what they're doing.
Yes.
The standard is the standard, and it's always rising, right?
Yeah,
so,
well, of course.
If the standard is here, you know, we beat the Mets. We was 2 weeks ago, people was on, you know, they was on watch. People was drinking, everything. People was phoning. They was upset because we couldn't beat the Mets. Now, all of a sudden, we win the Mets 1-0 at home. Like I said, we would do come to our place. You know what I'm saying? And we beat the Mets. Now everybody, we don't know. Well, I ain't going to say everybody. Spike's like, I don't know no expectations. Nah, the expectations, we trying to win a championship.
Of course.
I get it, though, Zach Wheeler. I get all that, you know. But if they go out there and they give it their all – and they lose in the first round. Are we going to be mad? Yes. I mean, of course. But I get what you coming from a little bit, Spike, where you're like, I don't want them to go out like they did last year, go out sad. But, like, what if they go to the World Series and they go out sad? Is that a successful season?
No.
I think so.
But I don't. To me, we don't know who they're going to play. We don't know the circumstances of how they're playing. We don't know what's going to happen. To me, I feel like I'm going to be... Wait, if they go out in the divisional round, will I be mad? Of course I'll be mad. But I think when I have perspective, I will be able to see the games and be able to tell, did this team quit like they did last year? Or did they play a good series and maybe they don't win it? I don't know. Like, I've been radicalized on the bait. It's baseball. It's crazy.
Yeah, you're making more sense.
Well, best team doesn't always win the World Series.
It's hard to win, Spike.
It is. Those guys get paid, too.
If they don't win the World Series, I ain't going to be, like, mad. But they got to get there. Because the problem with this team is, like, it ain't going to be like, oh, we got next year. Like, these dudes is old. Like, we ain't going to keep it after, oh, there's next year, you know. Eventually, they got an expiration, so we got to get
yes.
it done. So we don't got time to wait to go through 100 million games again to get to this point. You know what I'm saying? Win the World Series.
Yes, we are here. Take care of business.
I want to win the World Series, but they might not. It might be okay if they don't, depending on how they lose.
Sure, but the fact that you're already giving it a pass, yes, that's the whole point.
I am appreciating a great baseball season.
And that's all you can do sometimes,
Spike.
Yes,
it's just appreciating.
So I'm going to ask you this, Corey, and I'm going to ask every – I'm going to try to remember to ask every caller that calls in.
Yeah, two next questions.
Do you feel like this has been a great baseball season to you?
I mean, I feel like it's been good, but it's been up and down. Like, what I'm saying is, like, it's had its up and down times. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there were times where...
If I'm being honest, it feels like it's been an okay baseball season.
If I told you before the year, they would be four games away from the best record in baseball.
Yeah.
They would be five games ahead of the Dodgers for the two seed.
Yeah.
And they will have... And I laid out for you all the injuries they had. Would you say that was a great season? If they win more games than last year, win the division again, they have an eight-game lead in the division.
Here's the thing. Yep. Here's the thing. Thanks for the call, Corey.
By the way, should I give Corey a real quick next question, a dead or alive?
Oh, I thought he already gave it to me.
No. All right, Corey. Here you go. For next question today, dead or alive, Mikhail Gorbachev.
Who is that?
I would say dead.
He is dead.
He died
in 2022.
I was going to say, I didn't know.
I didn't know either.
Quick. Yeah. Like, real quick.
Yeah.
Hey, hold your boy accountable later, because you saw that tweet earlier about acceptable losses. I know you will.
Elliot thinks Sunday's an acceptable loss.
Oh my God. Yeah, I did see that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, don't worry. We got that coming up at 3 o'clock. Yeah, don't worry about that.
I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
What the hell was I going to say?
This has been a great baseball season.
Yes. And I said it had been.
Yeah, here's my thing.
Yep.
I go through this season... And it doesn't feel like it's been a great baseball season. It feels like it's been a frustrating baseball season. Right? It's nice they added Duran at the break, and Bader has turned out to be a nice addition as well. Yep. But those are only – I think that covers up what we felt through the first half of the season. When there was frustration, a lack of consistency, team is winning. And here's the other thing real quick.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. It's not their fault. But the division isn't as tough as we thought it was going to be. The Braves and the Mets aren't as good as we thought they were going to be. So they get a little bit of a benefit from that.
I agree.
Where they are.
Well, I agree there. I think there's two things. I think, one, if you follow every baseball season the way that we do, mm-hmm. playing every, it's almost impossible to have a great baseball season unless you win 110 games.
Right.
Because because we watch every single game, about every single game. So, and there's so many ups and downs in any baseball season.
But I can pull out the positives. Kyle Schwarber has been a positive. Trey Turner has been a positive. Christopher Sanchez has been a positive. Like, I can pull out those.
Topper has been a positive.
Yes, I can pull out those individual things. But the overall feeling with the team has not been... Overwhelming joy, right? They give us pockets here and there. They've given us pockets.
So they've been consistent. They haven't gone on a tear. But they also...
Yes.
But they also...
I mean, if I had the Brewers season, that's a great season.
But then, all of a sudden, the Brewers, after they play well, they lose six of their next 10, and it doesn't feel great anymore. All I'm saying is...
They still put together 8-game win streaks, 10-game, 12-game win streaks, 13 games.
And there's only four games ahead of us.
I understand. What I'm saying, Spike, is the feeling of the season.
And do you know why? It's a fault of people like you who aren't giving them any credit.
No.
Or would it have been a good time?
No, you know why?
I'm having a good time.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Mr. Reality over here.
Yeah.
You're the one who frowns at the rivalry packs. Hold on. But my point is that you're taking joy out of the season.
Well, because I'm holding them accountable.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And listen, last night was a very good win. I was happy. Knowles gave us six innings.
Yep.
Held my breath a couple times there, but I was happy that we got through it. My only thing is that we need them to go as far as possible because, quite frankly, Spike, I'm afraid of what's lying ahead for the Phillies.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's getting older, and there's contracts.
Yes, and we're talking about maybe Schwarber won't be back, and Wills with this injury.
And Ranger
potential
might not be
lockout.
Back.
Ranger may not be back. Like, this thing could be getting ready to turn here.
I agree with you on that one. I agree with you on the urgency.
When are we going to be this close again?
I agree. I'm just trying to be realistic here. Give credit where it's due. It's okay if they don't win the World Series as long as they look good in the playoffs. I just want them to look good. All right. Coming
like
up
how
next.
They, like how like their uniforms look? Like rivalry packs?
No, know what I'm talking about.
The Bader Bolts.
So coming up next, a former Philadelphia athlete that was very controversial here is rumored to perhaps, maybe there might be a return. A very controversial figure here in Philadelphia. So we will talk about that next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Do you know this song? Was the song I danced with my mom to at my wedding. Wanted Dead or Alive.
Why?
When I was on YSP.
Was she a Philadelphia Soul fan?
No, when I was on YSP, she used to call me every once in a while, request Aerosmith. But I like this song better. So I said this would be a fun song because she used to call me when I was on YSP. I love Wanted Dead or Alive. I think it's the greatest rock song ever written.
Wanted Dead or Alive?
Yeah, I think it's probably the greatest rock song ever written and recorded.
Yeah.
It's the most Elliott-ish type music take I've ever heard from you.
Dude, that song never gets old.
No, it's a great song.
Yeah.
It's not usually your mother-son dance at a wedding
yes,
song.
Yes, that's why it was funny. Yeah.
Come on, man. Tupac.
Well, Dear Mama.
Was that? Oh, yeah.
That was my song.
Yeah, there you go. That one, a little more appropriate, I guess, than Wanted Dead or Alive.
Yeah. Wanted Dead or Alive, that's out of left field, Spike.
Yes,
yeah, what did you dance with your mom at?
Yeah.
So this is bad.
See, when you tease me, you open yourself right up.
Yeah. You know the song. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Do you not remember?
You're such a terrible son.
You don't remember?
I kind of forget.
Oh!
I thought it was going to be a Fleetwood Mac song, and then she changed it. I think it was a Rascal Flatts song. So... it was a beautiful moment,
of
course. It
was memorable,
yes. I don't know. I don't remember it, like, much of the wedding day, all right? Like, I'm just going to be... no one remembers their wedding day.
Well, you didn't even invite Ike, did you?
Yeah, I do. I remember mine.
I didn't invite Ike because I didn't know Ike.
Well, you worked at the same place.
That's right.
Yeah. Come on.
But at that point, I wasn't chesty, Jack. I was happy to be there, Jack.
That's not a good excuse. So the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark Stroh's. Actually, I'll get to the Twitter question after we talk about this because it has to do with this. So Jake Fisher, a friend of the WIP Afternoon Show, Philly's own Jake Fisher, the people's insider, says that there were, quote, overtures between Ben Simmons and the Sixers after he was bought out by the Brooklyn Nets. The Sixers had interest in Simmons then, and Joel Embiid and Simmons, quote, repaired any fracturing between them. Ben Simmons is a free agent. He does not have an agent anymore. Bernie Lee was his agent. He is no longer his agent.
No longer Clutch either, huh?
No, he hasn't. Clutch was like a year and a half ago, right after the Sixers thing.
LeBron ditched him?
Yeah, yep. LeBron ditched him.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
Let me just put this out there. I do think it's something that Daryl Morey would do. There is no scenario in which it is okay to have Ben Simmons on the 76ers again. We have too many circuses here. He was too disruptive. And honestly, he's not good enough a player. There is, I don't care if it's for the minimum. I don't care if he pays us to play. There is simply, I don't care. I'm glad that he and Joel got rid of whatever issues they had. Joel might not even play 20 games this year.
That's why he doesn't care.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't care less whether they repaired, not good for them. Under no circumstances can Ben Simmons ever wear a 76ers uniform again unless he's going out for Halloween as who he used to be in his old uniform. There's simply, it's unacceptable.
Yeah, I disagree.
Oh, you out of your mind.
Yeah, I disagree. You know, I don't like Ben Simmons at all. Never have. But in this case, the best point you made is that he can't play anymore.
No, he's not good anymore.
That's probably the best case for him not being here. But I wouldn't have a problem with it. He is a guy that would fulfill a need that they have at that position, which is the four from a defensive standpoint. He's big enough, athletic enough. Doesn't need to be the scorer. You got three other scorers. You got plenty of scoring on the team. That was always his problem, is that we were looking for him to be a part of the offense. He wouldn't have to be a part of the offense. How's he any different than having P.J. Tucker on the team?
P.J. Tucker shoots threes.
Yeah, one or two a game.
Yeah, and he makes them.
But
he's tough.
No. My point is that the athleticism, the defense, the lack of scoring at the position wouldn't be any different than anybody else that would play that position.
Look,
because you got three top scorers already. Like, who else is going to, like, nobody else is going to really get a chance to do much anyway.
I can't accept it.
Yeah, I would have a problem with it.
Until the first whisper of Ben Simmons unhappy and blah, blah, blah.
Who cares?
Who cares if he's unhappy?
Doesn't matter. Bring him home.
Not going to cost you any money.
There is no, look, it'd be great
There's
for the podcast.
There's not a basketball reason.
No.
For our purposes?
But, well, 100%. For our purposes, it would be great.
The content of Ben Simmons being back?
Yeah.
That guy had no respect for the fans, had no respect for his teammates, blamed everybody on his way out, including the fans, including his teammates. Coward, bad guy. I hope he gets his life back together. Not here in Philadelphia. Absolutely not. No. So we did do the Twitter question, by the way, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers.
He's still emotionally attached to this.
Well, but he sucks now, too.
Yeah, but I'm saying I still feel the emotion.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
And
I don't have the emotion anymore.
Oh, I do.
I don't have the emotion for Ben Simmons, the energy
Not
for Ben
close.
Simmons. Yeah, he's no different than any other just athletic four that you would be signing, other than he's Ben Simmons.
Bring back Doc, too. I mean,
no, don't bring back Doc.
Somebody, a podcast listener once asked me, what would have to happen for me to stop hating on Ben Simmons?
Right.
And my answer is this. I have to be dead. I have to die. Me. If I am dead, I will stop talking bad about Ben Simmons, but not before that. I'm 80 years old. I don't care. So the question was, would you welcome Ben Simmons back if the Sixers sign him? I would or I won't. What do you think the Twitter poll is?
I think most people would. I'd go 52% would.
74% would not. So one of the rare times people are on my side,
on the right
of this.
Side of this.
Yes, absolutely, positively not.
That's man. And you know what that is? That's a lot of people that had faith in Ben that are still hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Not
yeah.
you. Not saying well, that they'll showcase. But there were a lot of people that were Ben Simmons fans.
Oh, and I had to fight every single one of them.
Yes.
There were people that told me they'd never listen to the podcast again because of what I said about him. Because I didn't right. think it was all those things. And I do think there is also the people who are willing are also people who probably haven't watched him since he left. Like, he is kind of a shell of himself, yeah. at least physically, since when he, I just, no. You asked if it's personal. It's personal.
Okay. Yeah.
215-592-9494.
Oh. Should have brought us back Yabusele, man.
No, I would not mind Yabusele.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
I am 2 out of 3 with you on this. Like, do not bring Ben Simmons back unless it's for radio purposes only.
Now, great for radio purposes. 100% yeah. for radio purposes. Yeah. yeah.
And the song, look, I go by, if I have more than one version of a song on my playlist, then it's a great song. And I have a live version and a regular version of Wanted Dead or Alive. It's awesome.
It's one of the greatest songs of all time. It's one of the greatest rock songs of all time. Absolutely.
It's up there.
Yeah.
It's up there in my book.
So but there's one you don't disagree with me on. Yeah, okay.
I disagree with you on this whole Phillies thing. So I think you have too much Sixers tanking and second place or second round exit in you when it comes to the Phillies, because there is no reason why the Phillies shouldn't be in the World Series, and there's a pretty good chance that they can win it with
of course.
The team this year.
Of course.
Now, well, but you're okay if they don't. That's what I'm not okay if they don't.
Well,
I'm not okay if they lose in the playoffs.
So let me ask you this, and I don't want to go through every scenario. I guess my point is, it can be a good season if they don't win the World Series. Would I be upset if they don't win the World Series? Absolutely. Am
it
I
doesn't sound like
wait,
it.
But I, like, the context of it is, they can play well in the playoffs and not win the World Series. It can be a good season even if they don't win the World Series. I truly believe that. Will I be upset? Of course. And by the way, if they go down like dogs, like they did last year, I will be the first one to be critical. The first, I promise I will. This is not free pass land. And the only thing I'll say, Jeff, because you brought up the Sixers and the process and all that sort of stuff, it taught me a lesson that I didn't think it would teach me, because the whole reason we wanted them to do the process is because we didn't want just a good team. We thought the only successful outcome was if they win a championship. And you know what I want for the Sixers right now? I just want a freaking good team. Like, I'm sick of the nonsense. I'm sick of the ups and downs. I'm sick of the having these expectations that will be continually be flattened. You can have a good season and not win the championship. The Pacers had a good season last year. They didn't win the championship.
They made it to the finals.
They did. They did. Yes. But by the
difference.
Way.
Matter of fact, didn't they make it to game 7?
They did. And
okay,
their best player
then.
Got hurt.
Game 7 in the World Series.
But
okay, then. I'll be happy with that.
I can tell you, there's a scenario where they get to the World Series and they look horrible and they fumble it, and we're just as mad as if they had lost in the division round.
Sure we are.
Which is why I got to see it. I just got to see
sure
how it
are.
Happens.
The Phillies have been good for the last few years. That's the difference between them and the Sixers.
No, the Sixers were good. Well, hold on.
You're
remembering incorrectly. The
well,
Sixers.
When's the last time the Sixers have been good?
2 years ago. I mean, they look.
Which year was that? I mean, who they lost?
I mean,
that year?
When they lost to the Knicks, they were good that year. Now,
nah, they were good that year.
Sure, they were.
That's the year Embiid got injured, right?
Yes, but they won 50 games or 49 games,
okay.
And Embiid only played 39 of them. Look, right. here's what I would say: they won 50 games, I think, 4 times during the process. They were the number one seed. They had all this, but because we were so and they it wasn't that they lost in the playoffs; it's that they crumbled. Like, it wasn't that they lost in the playoffs. To me, it was how they lost in the playoffs. You know. So, Jeff, do you want a dead or alive next question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this is for the Mets tickets, for the Bite for the Fight tickets. If you get it right, you will be registered.
Okay.
Let me throw you Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews is alive.
Julie Andrews is alive.
Okay.
We are two for two on the listeners. Congratulations.
I went for two. I didn't know.
Yes.
I would have said dead.
I would have said dead too.
Yeah, I did not know.
The Sound of Music was in black and white, right?
It was a billion years ago. And she must be 130.
She wasn't in Wizard of Oz.
No.
Okay. Yeah,
no, that's not Julie Andrews. That is who played Dora?
Judy Garland.
Yeah. Come on, man.
215-592-9494. Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah. Who says he's not old school?
Yeah.
He knows he's old school.
He sure does.
Right. That's right.
So I left my house today, and Mike and Johnny were installing my front door.
There you go.
It looks beautiful. When I get home, I'm going to have this beautiful new front door.
Is it a red door?
It is like a dark wood or whatever. I thought about red door, but all of a sudden, red door goes out of style.
Yeah,
you
don't
know what
do
I'm
a
saying?
Red door. Yeah, don't do a red door.
And it's such an upgrade from your old door, which you were telling me about earlier.
Which was a disaster.
It let water in.
It did let water
in. That's not what a front door should do.
It should not. So I'll have all these brand new windows from Guida. Brand new doors from Guida. You can do it too. You can replace that crappy front door. You can replace those old drafty windows. There's a reason Guida's been around for decades doing this for people. It's because they're great at it. Right now, Guida, the buy one, get one half off sale. It is as simple as it sounds. You buy a door or a window, you get the next one half off. Mix and match if you like. Buy a window, get a garage door at half price. Buy an entry door, get window at half price. The more that you get, the more you're going to save. So I want you to imagine your whole house. Imagine to replace everything. You do that, half of it is going to be 50% off. Don't wait. Limited time. Also, start your project with no money down, not one penny, and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Come on. Call Guida today to schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. By the way, they were really pleasant when they showed up today.
There
in a
you
good
go.
Mood.
There you,
you
go.
Know, you have people in your house. You,
you
want them to be in a good mood. They're clean all around the front door, which is important to me, too.
Sure, that's huge for you.
It is. Yeah, I like the house to be clean.
Yeah.
Dogs misbehaving.
You make them put on footies?
No, I did not. I didn't. I thought about it.
That's kind of true, you did.
Well, every once in a while. I'm going to be honest. She knows this. Every once in a while, my wife walks into the house. She doesn't take her shoes off. And I very quietly stare at her feet.
Nice. I'm sure you do.
Until she takes the shoes off.
That's beautiful.
Shoes off in the house.
I could see you having footies next to the door.
We do not have footies next to the door, though I would think about it.
I know you would.
Yeah. I'm a shoes off in the house guy. Are you a shoes off in the house guy?
For the most part,
for
yes.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah. I'm a always shoes off in the house guy.
That's not surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that at all.
Spend too much on those rugs, you know, just all that stuff. I don't need that dirt in there. I also wipe.
Yeah, I've gotten rid of all the carpet in the house.
We have hardwood, but we have the rugs around the living room or whatever.
Yep.
I also, when we bring the dogs in from a walk, we have these little wipes, like the ones that you use.
Yeah. Dude wipes.
Yeah. Wipe their feet.
Wipe their feet.
Yeah. Wipe their feet. Need it to be clean in there.
I did muddy mats.
Mat for them to.
The mud mats.
Oh, the mud mats.
You seen those?
Oh, that they can like wipe their feet on or whatever? I have seen
them. Pretty good.
Yeah, they're good?
Yeah, they are. Huh? They are. They're good.
215-592-9494. Ike in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Ike?
What's up, y'all?
What up, Ike?
Ain't nothing. Spike, man, I gotta tell you, man, you got the phonies today, brother. Really got the phonies, man. Let me tell you why.
I have the phonies?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, let me tell you why, man.
Okay.
Because I listen to y'all every day, always. And you got such a high standard for the Eagles all last year to the point that they kept winning, but how they winning wasn't good enough.
Okay.
But
I've done the same thing for the Phillies.
Hold on, but you're switching it now.
I'm not, though.
Like. Well, let me just say. Here's the comparison. The Phillies are in second place. The Eagles was in the second place.
Okay.
So why shouldn't the Phillies win the playoff or be looking at you? You had the standard of them going to the World Series when, in all actuality, football harder because it's one game. Anything crazy can happen and you out. That's a series. And I'm not saying that they, of course, they could lose or whatever, but all I'm trying to say is, hey, we supposed to keep the same standard for all our teams.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, in the heat of the moment, we put the pressure on them. But then when it's over, we look at it rationally. That's what I heard a lot of times on our call here. They were like, hey, we'll look at it afterwards. But we're still in the fight right now. We haven't even reached October. And you saying, well, it'll be all right. we'd be cool. We'd think about it.
Well, no.
And everything.
I think you're mischaracterizing the way that I talked about the Eagles last year, and I think you're mischaracterizing how I talked about the Phillies.
Sounds about right.
No, I think you are.
I've been Ike
on the phone.
Right.
I've been critical of the Phillies pretty harshly when they need to be this year. I think so. I'm just trying to be realistic.
One or two, for sure.
Yes.
I mean, if it's Bryce or Bohm.
Or Schwarber. I was critical of Schwarber.
Right. You don't want Schwarber to win MVP.
Well, also, didn't want him to catch the first pitch from his dad. Want him to grow up, care about winning the World Series.
I want
them to all win the World Series, just like I want the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. And I think you're like, I never said at any point last year that the Eagles, if they don't win the Super Bowl, this is a failure. Like, I never said that. I didn't.
I don't recall.
Yeah.
I don't recall.
Now you're right that you said that they won, and I said, but they're not playing well enough. I mean, but I feel like I've said that about the Phillies this year, too.
Oh, Spike.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about how you talked about them all year. I'm talking about now.
Okay.
I agree with you. I've heard you be hard on the Oppo pack that my man Bryce had, and you rightly criticized him because I called him. You criticized him when he didn't perform or whatever. That's fine. I'm just saying now it's switched up. And what I'm talking about is not always the words. Sometimes it's just the energy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because you hard on the Eagles.
Hard,
and
man.
In this case, you just a little easy on the Eagles. And I'm not talking about you being easy.
You can say he's being soft on them. He's been soft on the Phillies. That's what it is.
I'm giving credit where it's due, Ike.
You might need to put the hey, Jack. You might need to put the thermostat on his forehead to make sure he ain't sick, because this don't sound like Spike I'm used to.
He's appreciating a good baseball team.
Yeah, I'm having a good time. Yeah. I'm having a good time. Everybody,
that's where he's in conflict in there. He's
yes.
Like, hold on. Yeah. I thought I got Spike on my side.
You being rational, that's unusual for Spike. Spike, you're usually the firebrand and always like got the unrealistic stuff like, man, they human. So I kind of agree with you, but not right now. Right. After the season over, I will be like, okay, I understand. But I'm not going to say that now.
I'm just saying I'm pretty proud of the Phillies so far this year.
Yeah, I am too. They playing better. Here goes the other thing. They playing better since Wheeler went down.
They are.
So why would I lower the expectations?
Yeah.
Well, better team without Wheeler.
Well, all right, you relax over there. You relax. Yeah, so don't make me bring up Tanner McKee and Kenny Pickett's game last year.
And by the way, when y'all say the dance with the mom, you got to go with the Boys of Men, John. Mama.
Oh, Song for Mama.
Oh, yeah.
Great
yeah,
tune.
For sure. That's classic.
Yeah,
yes.
Sir.
Great.
Yes, sir,
by the way, an underrated Boys to Men song. I think Song for Mama is an underrated Boys to Men song.
You know what?
What? You don't like it?
No, it's not that I don't like it.
The two most underrated ones to me, Boys to Men songs, are Four Seasons of Loneliness.
And their national anthem.
Four Seasons of Loneliness and Song for Mama. They're not my favorites, but I think they're underrated.
Underrated, okay.
Yeah. All right, Ike. Next question today. Do you want the dead or alive question?
Yeah, I'll try. What's up? I'm here.
All right. James Earl Jones.
Oh, he just died. Like, a few months back.
There you go.
There we go.
James Earl Jones is dead. You are registered.
Everybody's
right?
on it, man.
Yeah, 3 for 3.
Yeah.
Way better than what we are.
I think I would have guessed dead for James Earl Jones.
I knew he was dead.
I did not.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Yeah, I think I'd have guessed dead.
That's because you hate Field of Dreams.
I love Field of Dreams.
Hey, man. Darth Vader.
Nah.
Yes.
Oh, sounds like a Twitter poll. When you think of James Earl Jones, do you think of
Darth Vader
or
man.
Field of Dreams?
You can throw that out there. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's garbage.
James Earl Jones, legend. Are you a Field of Dreams guy?
Also, in the Sandlot.
It's Kevin Costner. He stinks.
You like Waterworld.
It's the best movie he's ever made. It's the best movie he's ever made.
So, and by the way, the winner of
that one in American Dream.
American Dream? No, I've never heard of that movie.
Oh, American Sprinter.
I've never heard of that either.
Oh, when he was a cyclist.
Is that really what it's called, or are we in
it's American,
the afternoon
I'm
show?
I'm close to it, yeah. Okay. I'm close to afternoon show, yeah.
Yes.
It's American something.
American
Flyer?
That
sounds right.
But I thought that was about I thought that was about kids, American Flyer.
Now, Kevin Costner, there's a American Dream.
Boom.
Wow.
Boom. Nailed it.
Wow.
Nailed it.
That is a shocker.
Cyclist, right? Wasn't he a cyclist?
Come on, Jack.
Come on, Fritz.
Click on it.
No, hold on. I think they're calling Field of Dreams. An American Dream.
What is?
I'm asking you, what is the name of the movie?
Was he an American Flyer?
I think it was American Flyer, right?
I don't know.
Just go to the IMDb page.
Yeah, what are you looking at?
I'm sorry. I'm not.
Not letting it go.
I'm not letting it go.
Yeah.
We are solving this. There's too many times where we get the answer.
By the time we go to social media, it's going to be on our Twitter page.
Dude, I'm replacing you with ChatGPT.
American Flyers.
Flyers or Flyers?
1985.
Okay. Yes, that's it.
All right.
Cyclists, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bicycle racing.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
Jeez, man.
That's a good movie.
What does this guy produce? Let's be honest with you, besides two kids.
Dynamite Radio is what I produce.
A book?
Well, that's mostly Kevin Reavy.
Yeah. Signing this weekend at Conchoc and Brewery in King of Prussia.
Oh, my God. It's still going on?
There you go.
Yeah, Ike. It's still going on. We got books to sell. Holiday season's around the corner.
All right. It is not right around the corner.
Nowhere near.
Halloween's coming up.
It is.
I guess that is a part of holiday season.
You know, Jack could hand out books on Halloween, but instead he's going to charge the kids $30.
The parents.
The table set up out front with his...
That's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
Have your Venmo listed there.
So we'll have Jill manning the door.
Yep.
And I'll have like a little lemonade stand.
Yeah.
Yep.
Out front with copies of Ring the Bell.
Yep.
You're in a new neighborhood, man. So yep. New customers.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, LHO Parks will join us. A lot of Eagles stuff going on. Eagles made a trade for a running back yesterday.
Howie just bored.
Yes. I don't know. And then all the reporters lied about why they traded for a running back. I can't wait to talk to Elliot about it. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.